Today's podcast is sponsored by Ordinary Vegan CBD Oil from Hemp. As we age, or because of trauma, our endocannabinoid system may need enhancing. And CBD oil can enhance and influence the receptors that cause us pain, inflammation, anxiety, and depression. And the best part is, it's all natural, made from plants. You can find all Ordinary Vegan's organically grown, GMO-free vegan CBD products at ordinaryvegan.net/shop.
You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet, full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, number 68. And today, I am hoping to clear up some confusion about plant-based food labels and discuss whether or not plant-based meat is healthy. If we haven't met, my name is Nancy Montori, and I advocate a plant-based diet for health and wellness, for our planet, and for animal welfare. I am proud to say this podcast is growing like crazy because veganism is on the rise and is unstoppable. Because it's not a trend, it's a spiritual and social commitment to help the environment, to protect animals, and it is also growing because so many more people are believing there is a connection between poor health and what we consume. There is also a documentary film, much like Forks Over Knives, that is changing people's minds about plant-based diets called The Game Changers. It was produced by environmentalist James Cameron and his wife Susie Amos. James Cameron was the director of Titanic. The movie is about elite athletes who only consume plant protein. If you're trying to convince someone in your circle that plant protein is superior to animal protein, this is the movie you should encourage them to watch because it clears up a lot of the myths around plant-based protein versus animal protein. So, 2020 could be the year of mainstream veganism, whether it is for the environment, for personal health, or for animal welfare. It is great news. I have been doing this since 2011, and I am thrilled to see people moving in droves to a more sustainable and healthy life. If you're new to this podcast, I welcome you, and I am here to serve you, and I am so excited about 2020. And before I forget, Happy New Year, everyone. Hope everyone had some downtime over the holidays and are revved up for the new year, because I know I am. It looks like March 10th will be the launch date for the Ordinary Vegan 5-Ingredient Plant-Based Cookbook. I think you will be able to start ordering it sometime in February, but I will keep you posted on this podcast, of course, and on all my social media. I also wanted to mention one of my favorite words for this first podcast of 2020. And that word is serendipity. I have been blessed with many serendipitous moments in my life. Those moments that have come out of nowhere and that have led to some of the best moments and connections of my life. Even my family and friends tease me when it happens to me. They say, "Of course it happened to you. Things like that always happen to you." But I thought about that, and I wanted to share why I think that happens. First and foremost, I talk to people. I don't think there is a person who comes into your life that you shouldn't have a conversation with, whether you speak for a minute or for an hour. My conversations with people often lead down a road that is extremely helpful or even magical. So I highly recommend in 2020, talk to people. We have phones now, and if you look around a room full of people, everyone has their nose in the phone. I was at a restaurant a few months ago, eating alone at a communal table, as I often do, and the young man sitting next to me turned to me and said, "How's your day going?" I thought for a couple seconds and told him, "Not bad," and then I asked him, "How's your day going?" And he begins to tell me about his day. As it turned out, even though we had a big age difference, we had a lot in common, and he ended up connecting me with someone who has really been helpful with my book. If we hadn't had that conversation, that connection would never have been made. Trust me, it works. I have been doing it my entire life. The next time you sit down next to someone on a plane, in a restaurant, waiting for a train, just ask, "How's your day going?" And you never know what kind of connection will come into your world. With that said, let's get to the subject of this podcast. Today's podcast is inspired by a link from Eater.com that I posted on the Ordinary Vegan Facebook page called "What Does Plant-Based Actually Mean?" This led to a lot of discussion about plant-based meats and what does a plant-based label mean. So I thought it would make a good topic for this podcast. This article, which I will post, I'll put a link in this week's podcast notes, implies that companies are now using the moniker plant-based in their marketing because the public automatically thinks that plant-based means healthy. Many of these companies are even rebranding to obscure a product with which customers may have negative associations, like, for example, corn oil, switching the name from an overly processed oil to plant-based oil may make it sound healthier. The funny thing is, the term plant-based was coined in the early 80s by our favorite cancer researcher, biochemist, and whole foods advocate, Dr. T. Colin Campbell. I'm sure he has to be very struck by this, a term he used to describe a healthy diet now being used to sell unhealthy food. The irony. But at any rate, marketers have seized upon people's desire to eat plant-based food. But just because it's called plant-based doesn't mean healthier. I'll use Oreos for an example. Oreos can call their cookies plant-based, but when you look at the ingredients, even a novice would know there is nothing healthy about Oreos. This trend is very reminiscent to the 1990s low-fat craze, which changed the way Americans ate. People thought they could eat all the low-fat food they wanted and wouldn't get fat. Unfortunately, the opposite happened. In 1999, only 15% of U.S. adults were obese. By the year 2000, obesity rates grew to 20% on the low-fat diet craze. So once again, food brands are using tricky methods to earn your dollars and fool you into eating unhealthy food. The other subject that came up were plant-based meat substitutes. As we all know, the alternative meats industry is booming. Because of climate change, because of the connection between food and your health, and because of animal welfare. Alternative meats also eliminates many pathogens, fecal contamination, and animal growth hormones. There are two big players in the plant-based meat industry who are getting most of the attention. Those two are Beyond Meat and Impossible Meat. The first alternative meat company I want to mention is Beyond Meat. I will admit up front that I have a soft spot for the founder of Beyond Meat, Ethan Brown. Back in 2011, when I first started my vegan website, Ordinary Vegan, I started hearing about Beyond Meat and reached out to Ethan with some questions. I was a new vegan blogger with no clout, probably no followers, but Ethan immediately responded and invited me down to his small headquarters in El Segundo. He had this little stove, and he was testing some new plant-based burgers on it. I mean, it is amazing now to think back of how he has grown from that little stove to this billion-dollar business. He immediately put on the Ordinary Vegan t-shirt I brought him and took a photo. He was very nice, and he also talked a lot about his mission behind creating plant-based meats. He said he was looking at the most sustainable crops to make meat from plants. He wanted to separate meat from animals. By the way, Ethan is an ethical vegan who not only follows a vegan diet, but extends his thinking into other areas of his life, like not wearing leather or using animal products. He was driven to create plant-based meat by two things: his environmental concerns and his love of animals. His philosophy is that you don't need an animal to make meat. Animal meat is made from amino acids, lipids, carbs, and some trace minerals that create muscle. Hopefully I have that 100% right. I may be missing one thing. But at any rate, he felt he could make and create meat with the same ingredients from plants. And that is what he did. Fast forward to 2020, and Beyond Meat's plant-based products are taking the food industry by storm. The plant-based burger is now on many fast food menus, including Carl's Jr., Burger King, and A&W. Kentucky Fried Chicken is testing fried chicken vegan nuggets, and Subway plans to sell a Beyond Meat meatball sub. So it's everywhere. Let's address the issues. The Beyond Burger and Beyond products are processed foods. And if you are a regular follower of this podcast, you know I recommend whole foods. But if you need a Beyond Burger to get you over the hump, or you just don't want to eat too much meat, the Beyond Burger is definitely healthier than animal meat. Let's start with cholesterol. Plant-based meats have zero cholesterol because plant proteins don't have any cholesterol. Only animal protein has cholesterol. High cholesterol is responsible for an elevated risk of strokes and diabetes, among other things. Next is fiber. There is no fiber in meat, dairy, or sugar. Only plants have fiber, and the Beyond Burger has 2 grams of fiber, so they win on the fiber front. Next is protein. The Beyond Burger uses pea protein, which most people find easily digestible, and the Beyond Burger has around 20 grams of protein from pea protein. Animal protein has about the same amount of protein. Calories are about the same for a Beyond Burger or a regular burger. The Beyond Meats are also non-GMO and gluten-free. The remaining ingredients include beets for color, potato starch for binding, and refined coconut oil. Refined coconut oil is produced from dried coconut meat, not fresh coconuts, and undergoes various levels of processing. At the end of the day, coconut oil, no matter how it is produced, is a saturated fat, and saturated fats increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. So that would be the unhealthy ingredient. If you suffer from heart disease, I do not recommend any oil, so I would not recommend the Beyond Burger to people with heart disease. But like I said, if you're not on a strict whole food plant-based diet and eat just a few Beyond Burgers, I don't think it would be detrimental to your health, and it is much healthier than eating animal protein. It would also lessen your environmental impact and help protect animals from being raised for food and unnecessarily exploited for human benefit. The next plant-based meat I want to mention is the Impossible Foods. Impossible Foods is also making an impact at the fast food chain level, and it is available at White Castle, Burger King, who launched the Impossible Whopper. The Impossible meat is also made from protein, flavors, fats, and binders, but the main difference in their ingredients versus Beyond Meats is that the Impossible meat contains two bioengineered ingredients, soy and soy lehemoglobin, which is short for legume hemoglobin, which is a protein found in plants that carry heme, which is an iron-containing molecule. That's spelled H-E-M-E. Impossible Foods say that it is the heme that gives Impossible meats their meaty flavor, if that's what you're looking for. Now, let's get back to those two words, bioengineered ingredients, and what it means to have bioengineered ingredients. The term bioengineered means that the ingredients are genetically modified foods, also known as GMOs. There is growing evidence that suggests that GMO crops can be dangerous to our health because of their connection to the herbicide Roundup. Roundup's active ingredient is glyphosate, and glyphosate has been linked to cancer. Monsanto, the creator of Roundup, lost a large legal battle in a court of law and jury awarded $2 billion to a couple that said glyphosate caused their non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So, this jury and this judge saw a lot of evidence that proved glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup used on GMO crops, was dangerous and caused cancer. I've reached out to Impossible Foods to find out if they used Roundup on their GMO soy plants, and they replied quickly. Here is what they said. Thanks for reaching out. We prioritize your safety and health above all else. We've tested samples of our product for glyphosate, AMPA, and over 300 additional pesticides, and all have come back negative. You can learn more about how and why we screen for pesticides and other contaminants here. Let us know if you have any additional questions. We welcome open discussions, and we're here to talk. Best, Cynthia. So, although they use GMO ingredients, they are saying they don't use Roundup. The next ingredients they use are soy and potato protein. So, if you have any soy allergies, this isn't the burger for you. They also use coconut oil and have added in some B vitamins, including vitamin B12, which is a plus. Impossible meat contains no cholesterol, has 19 grams of protein, and contains 25% of the daily value of iron. Now, let's say you want to go to a fast food restaurant and want to buy a plant-based burger. If you're looking for a vegan burger, you might not be in luck. For example, a Burger King Whopper, although built as plant-based, is not vegan-friendly because it is cooked alongside meat. It also adds regular mayonnaise to the bun. Of course, you can ask them to hold the mayo. White Castle, on the other hand, has been serving the plant-based Impossible Slider since 2018, which is a plant-based patty by Impossible Foods. You can ask that it be ordered without cheese, and it is always cooked separately from meat products, but they cannot guarantee that the burger is completely vegan since it is handled in the same space as meat products. Some people don't mind that, so it is a personal decision. Dunkin' Donuts, launched a Beyond Sausage sandwich in the U.S., but it is served with egg and cheese and not suitable for vegans. A&W offers the Beyond Burger at all its Canadian location, and it comes on a vegan bun. Ask for no burger sauce or mayo to keep it 100% vegan. You can also get a veggie breakfast sandwich there without cheese or egg. I can't get a straight answer, but some say they cook it separately from meat. Carl's Jr. says that vegans can request that their Beyond Burger be cooked separately from meat. Denny's has Beyond Burgers, but cannot be cooked separately. So more and more plant-based meats are being introduced to fast food chains, menus, for health and environmental reasons, and of course, because of the growing interest in plant-based options. As we now know, many fast food chains don't offer completely vegan versions of their plant-based menu items. So you have to ask a few questions before you order it if that's what you're looking for. One other thing I wanted to mention is that Kroger's supermarkets here in the USA just rolled out a line of plant-based meats called Simple Truth, made from 20 grams of pea protein. Kroger's owns 2,800 grocery stores in 35 states, and they include Ralph's, Dillon's, Smith's. I don't know the other ingredients because they are not available yet on their website, but you can look out for that. Bottom line, plant-based meats are currently better for the environment and for animal welfare. And most people who are contributing to the plant-based meat boom aren't vegans or even vegetarians. They are people who want to eat less meat, and that is a wonderful thing. I eat them occasionally, but personally, I try to stick to an all-plant whole food diet that includes grains, legumes, vegetables, fruits, and healthy fats like nuts, seeds, and avocado, and excludes processed foods. That's it for today's podcast. Hope this podcast cleared up some of the confusion about two of the top-selling plant meats and what a plant-based label really means. You can find today's show notes on my website at ordinaryvegan.net. You can also find my vegan organic line of CBD products at ordinaryvegan.net/shop. CBD from the hemp plant has shown strong promise for many health problems with no side effects, like prescription medicine. If you try it, I want to make sure you are purchasing the safest, most reliable brand available, and that's why I created it. Hope it can help you. Please join our community on Facebook, and please follow me on Instagram. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask me. Just email me at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.